I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Georgia Power's expansion of nuclear power at Plant Vogtle is still alive following a unanimous vote today by the state's Public Service Commission. Grant Blankenship has more.
The decision came despite a letter from the PSC's Public Interest Advisory Staff, which said asking Georgia Power customers to pay more for the project wasn't reasonable, and despite a projected continuation of bottom basement prices for natural gas-based electricity production. PSC member Tim Eccles didn't buy the natural gas argument.
We were to stop the project today because we think gas prices will always be as low as they are today for the next 60 or 80 years, we would have made an irreversible mistake.
As a concession to Georgia Power customers, the PSC cut into Georgia Power's rate of return on their investment in the project. For environmentalists, they will get a 5-megawatt solar installation on the Plant Vogtle campus. The first of the new reactors is expected to be online by 2021. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
Atlanta mayoral candidate Mary Norwood has finally conceded the election to Mayor-elect Keisha Lance Bottoms. Norwood made the announcement in a YouTube video statement released last night.
This process is now completed, and although there were some irregularities with the election, I have decided not to contest it.
Norwood lost to Bottoms by 821 votes in a race in which nearly 90,000 people cast ballots. Georgia residents are getting an extension of the deadline to sign up for Obamacare. It was scheduled to end on December 15th, but now the new deadline is December 31st. The open enrollment extension was granted because of statewide emergency declarations for Hurricane Irma. According to the AJC, people taking advantage of the special enrollment period have to sign up by phone, not the website. That phone number is 866-988-8246. And the general manager of Atlanta's airport is apologizing after Sunday's 11-hour blackout grounded flights and stranded travelers. In a video statement, Hartsfield-Jackson GM Roosevelt Council said the airport must make improvements.
As we move forward, we are addressing two main issues. How can we improve and assure continued redundancy in our utility infrastructure? And how we can make sure our guests receive the information they need in time of crisis. Those issues will be fixed.
Council says the airport is still investigating its response to the accident to see how future adjustments can be made. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.